I guess it makes sense to start with the new contract that you just signed, and two parts to it. I mean, the money's obviously nice, but 7 years gives you a degree of stability there in Winnipeg. Must feel good.
Yeah, it feels great. I mean, you know, being there for 7 years is going to be a fun thing. And, you know, anytime you can kind of call one place your home for that long, and obviously you're going to feel comfortable, and hopefully, you know, good things come out of it.
Is it also important for you, Zach, from a personal standpoint, to finish what you guys have started in Winnipeg with that core players you have?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, we've been together now for a few years, so I think signing, obviously, Blake and Brian to that many years obviously was a good thing for the team. So, you know, we have a good core group of guys moving forward, and Chevy's done a great job, and his group's done a great job. You know, signing new guys and putting that core group back together, and you know, just really looking forward to what we can do in the future.
Has the novelty worn off yet in Winnipeg? We remember the scenes, of course, around the return of the franchise to the city, and the crowds you were getting there at the MTS Center. No question, there was a ton of support. But a couple years in now, have you noticed that begin to wane at all, or are they still pretty enthusiastic about the Jets being back?
No, they're very enthusiastic. I was there last week, and I had plenty of people come up to me and just kind of say how happy they are to have the team back in the city. So, you know, I'm not sure if that'll wear off or not, but, you know, for now we have great support, and it's a pleasure to play in front of those fans, you know, every home game. It's a very exciting crowd.
Zach, you're 23, so now you're about to enter your prime years for a defenseman in the NHL. What do you expect of yourself personally the next few years?
Well, I think it's crazy to think about. I'm going into my sixth year this year, and it's gone by so fast, but you learn something every year, and, you know, you just try to, you know, get better every single year and do the best you can. But I think, you know, this year I'm just going to go in there and keep working hard, and, you know, the more and more you play and more years you play, they get more and more comfortable. So I'm just really looking forward to, you know, trying to do my role and help out the team win, and, you know, it's not about one person or anything like that. It's got to be together as a group, and if everyone's doing their job, we'll be okay.
How does it feel this off season compared to last? Obviously, there's a lot more certainty with the new CBA in place, and you're going to be looking ahead to an 82-game season as opposed to the short. You didn't even know at this point last year if we were talking. You wouldn't have known anything about a season if there was even going to be one. What's the mindset now in the middle of this summer?
Well, it's been good. I mean, this time last year, I was thinking about getting surgery on my wrist. I was deciding on whether it was going to be a yes or a no. So it's a little bit of a different summer for me, even on that side of things. But, you know, it's definitely, it's comforting to know that camp's going to start on time. And, you know, we'll have a full season and kind of prepare yourself to play the full season. I mean, it was a bit of a different season last season with, all the games. It was almost every other day, and it was pretty crazy. So, you know, I think it's pretty comforting to know that we'll be, you know, going into camp ready to go on time, and, you know, we have a lot of guys signed now and stuff like that, so I know everyone's really looking forward to it.
And, Zach, for you in a personal standpoint, I mean, your season basically starts even earlier because you're going to be part of the Team USA orientation camp coming up in August. What are your expectations of that?
Well, you know, I'm just going to take it, you know, every day. I mean, it's been a fun summer. Obviously, being named, that's a huge honor, and, you know, it'd be a great thing to pull that jersey over my head and obviously play for the USA. But, you know, I can't think too much into it. You got to keep working hard, and, you know, that starts with going there, and then the first bit in Winnipeg is going out there and showing that, you know, you belong on the team, but putting too much thought into it that you're trying too much. Just, you know, go out there every game and work hard.
Because you have the orientation coming up, if you had to change your off-season training so physically you're peaking earlier, so you're ready for camp even before your regular Jets camp?
No, I mean, you know, I've been training all summer, so I'm not really thinking too much about it. You know, they're obviously only a few weeks away, so I don't know if peaking would be the right thing to call it or not. But, you know, I'm just going to go in there and work hard and do my thing. And, let everything else kind of fall into place.
You talk, Zach, about pulling that Team USA jersey over your head and the chance to do it, what it would mean. You know, we here in Canada talk all the time about it being our game, hockey. The league is still dominated by Canadians, and it goes without saying how seriously we take all international play, including, of course, the upcoming games in Sochi. But it's the same feeling for you to represent your country, whether it's a hockey player, a basketball player, a baseball player, whatever it is. I think we tend to overlook that here in Canada because we just focus on the Maple Leaf. But for you with the Stars and Stripes, it's the same feeling pulling that jersey and representing your country, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't done it very much, but, you know, the times I have, it's been great. And I think we obviously in the U.S., people kind of forget and they kind of get lost a little bit. And, you know, and with hockey, as far as there's a lot of other bigger sports in the U.S., but it's, you know, we take it very seriously. And, you know, anytime you can go out there and represent your country and do well for your country, obviously, is a huge thing. So it's just an honor to be even mentioned in that group, and I'm just going to work my hardest and hopefully represent it well.
Yeah, and you want to beat Canada too. Come on, tell the truth. Admit it.
Oh, yeah. Of course. I want to come out on top no matter what. As a professional, you want to come out on top, and obviously, you know, you want to make sure you're, you know, you play every game to win. That's all I've done it since, you know, I started playing. So, of course, I want to beat Canada, but, you know, it's going to be a fun ride to see how the things play out here.
One of the other things that changes heading into next season, we talked about it, of course, back to the 82-game grind, but Winnipeg's where it belongs now, in the Western Conference. For crying out loud, playing out of the East was just crazy. But thanks for nothing, they stick you in the Central Division with the Chicago Blackhawks, the defending Stanley Cup champion. So I guess you take the good with the bad with the realignment.
Yeah, I think it'll be good for travel. It's going to obviously be, it'll be a good challenge for us. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of good teams that maybe I haven't seen over the course of my career that much. So, you know, it's going to be it'll be better because I won't be waking up in the morning and wondering where I am. We're traveling, so long. But you know, it's going to be it'll be fun playing new rinks. I've only played in St. Louis, I think, once or twice. I think I've only played in L.A. once or twice, and it'll be cool to just kind of go out west and play those teams that I haven't really had a chance to play a lot.
So you just mentioned it. What was your worst road trip experience in Winnipeg?
You know, I can't really think of, I mean, I think one time we were on the road for like 16 or 17 days. That was pretty crazy. But I just remember a couple times waking up and you just your mind starts to wander and you don't really understand, I guess, or think about where you are. And you kind of have to look at the telephone in between the two hotel beds and kind of look at the address and see where you are.
Yeah, but here's the big difference, Zach. Going back to those days with the Peterborough Petes, it's not like you're on a bus going up to Sudbury for a roadie.
Right.
Well, I was fortunate, though, when I played in Peterborough. We only did that. We only did the Sudbury and the Sioux one time a year, so it wasn't too bad. It was mainly Kingston, Belleville, Ottawa, Oshawa, those teams, St. Mike's. It was. I had it good in Peterborough.
You did?
Only a couple hours was the longest bus ride. It wasn't like the WHL. I hear some horror stories about some of those bus rides.
That's true. I'm on the grind from Kitchener with the Rangers. We have to do Sioux twice. I mean, that's the worst of it. But still, we got to go twice. You only had to go once. That's not so bad.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I lucked out that time.
Listen, Zach, again, really appreciate your time today. Best of luck with the upcoming season. Congrats with the contract, and thanks so much for joining us.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll see you. Take care.